Proclamation number 6414 of 29th of November, 1955. Gospel of Love. I can only ever tell you the same thing I taught when I walked on earth, for you were only transferred to earth for the sake of one purpose, to ignite love in you and let it become the all-illuminating flame. This is your aim in life, and I have pointed this aim out to you humans myself, and you will always hear the same when I speak to you through my spirit. It is always the teaching of love which I place before everything else, because without love no further knowledge is of any use to you, because without love you are lifeless and thus do not fulfill your purpose of earthly life. Yet people don't like to hear it when they're repeatedly admonished to love, for they feel that they lack precisely that which I first demand. They are still strongly attached to self-love and would have to completely change their lives, their thoughts and actions if this self-love is to be turned into unselfish neighborly love. It means an inner struggle for people which is all the harder the more self-love dominates a person. And even if I constantly preach love to them, even if they are pointed to it from all sides, this is not good news to them, and therefore they mostly avoid the place where my teaching of love is proclaimed. And thus my flock was only small at the time of my life on earth. There were only ever a few who followed me because they recognized the profound truth which lay in my words. And there will only ever be a few who now take my words to heart and put them into practice, who thus follow me. Love means everything. And its effect is unimaginable for you humans. But you make no attempt to test the strength of love on yourselves. You attach too little importance to my words, and therefore I have to preach the same to you again and again. Live in love, for only through love can you become blessed. As long as you humans do not fulfill this first and most important commandment, you will not acknowledge me either, even though you call yourselves Christians, even though you speak my name. As long as you don't practice love yourselves, you cannot recognize me as your God and Redeemer either, for you lack all understanding for it, you lack the strength of faith. You have not yet become aware of what a living faith is and how you can gain this living faith, otherwise you would make an effort to perform works of love in order to attain a living faith, in order to now also be able to represent me before the world with conviction. Unselfish love paves the way for you to ascend, and every labor of love is a step forward. But then you will also be able to believe in me with a living faith, and then you will also grasp the significance of my teaching of love and eagerly endeavor to proclaim this teaching of love in my name. All knowledge is of no use to you if you humans do not have love. But you will attain deepest wisdom on the path of love. It is love which you humans lack and which you should kindle within yourselves. It is love which connects you with me from whom you kept yourselves separated for an infinitely long time. Love is also the strength to resist the one who wants to keep you separated from me. Yet without love you are powerless, lightless and in his power. Love alone can save you, and therefore my word will only ever teach you love. And I will never stop sending this word of mine to you in order to help you attain beatitude. Amen.